Finance. ODM Vice Chairman and former Mombasa Governor Hassan Joho has urged parliamentarians to rise above partisan politics to amend clauses in the Finance Bill 2024 that are unfavorable to ordinary Kenyans. Speaking after Eid al-Adha prayers at Masjid Umm Kulthum, Joho accused some elected leaders of contributing significantly to the sabotaging of the country's economy. I can confidently say today that the model being applied in Kenya has never worked anywhere else in the world. Those in power are pursuing their own interests, said Joho. The country needs all people to forge a united front, especially in the National Assembly. We want to see leaders championing the interests of the people, and they should not contribute to the sabotage, Joho stated. He said the government should facilitate the growth of business in the country through conducive policies and laws. Joho further noted that if legislators partake in the passage of certain legislations that are not hurtful and may lead to the closure of businesses, then they will be among the saboteurs of the economy. The closure of businesses will continue to make Kenyans poorer every day, stated Joho. What is your intention? Is it to make them poorer to rule them or for tokenism? He urged the government to create a conducive business environment for businesses to thrive and to attract investors. Joho noted that statistics reveal that many businesses have closed shop compared to new ones being opened. For those who have turned a blind eye, I am sure they are doing it for their selfish gains, but the fact of the matter is you're sabotaging the people of Kenya. He called upon legislators to listen to the voice of the people by rising above party positions and go to parliament to debate for the interests of the people. It's not a political party issue. We have a position as a party, ODM. We are vehemently going to oppose, but we know very well if we do it on our own, we may not get the required numbers, said Joho. Mohammed Juma, a Mombasa resident, echoed Joho's sentiments, urging legislators to scrutinize the Finance Bill 2024 and propose amendments to clauses that will affect the prices of basic commodities.